You are listening to the Direct Booking Success Podcast, bringing you all the information you need for your short-term rental to stand out from the crowd. I'm your host, Jen Boyles. As an owner and manager myself, I know how hard it can be to navigate the hospitality industry. I'm here to help, so you too can have direct booking success.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Direct Booking Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Boyles, and today I have Emily Lethgoe with me. Hello, Emily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I love having you here. It's going to be so great. You're so welcome. Let's start with how you got started hosting. Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got started hosting about a year and a half ago. My background is in marketing and business, and I never dreamed I would be in real estate investing, but it just kind of took a toll whenever my husband and I, we started having a family and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And I still had these dreams to also have a business. And so I tried different business things and nothing really worked out. But what I realized I loved was the marketing side. I loved branding and creating a business and figuring out how to show other people what it was and tell the story of it. And so we actually live about 30 minutes away from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and there's tons of cabins there. And so we found a property about a year and a half ago and, you know, thought about doing the short-term rental side of things and getting into hospitality. And I immediately just knew, well, we have to share the story. We have to market it and share the social media side of things and really invite people in to see what we were doing, how we were going to renovate the property and allow them to get to stay there and book a stay one day. And so that's kind of how it unfolded. And then from there, once I was in that world, I was like, I love this and I want to share and show other people how they can use their property and tell that story using social media and get those direct bookings and not have to only rely on the major online travel agencies.
Love it. Love it. You're speaking to the choir here. This is yeah. Speaking to the choir, whatever the saying is. It's amazing. Yeah. So when did you actually start sharing your journey on social media?
So my dad and I, we were the ones that kind of partnered together and we were looking at properties. And I think it was as soon as we closed on the property and it was officially ours, that's when I started sharing everything. But even before then, I was documenting because I just had a feeling like this is going to work out. We're going to get this property. I had already picked out, you know, color schemes and furniture that we would fill this property with. And so that's something that I always tell people too, like make sure you're documenting everything for yourself and you never know, you might be able to share that in the future. And so whenever we closed, that's when I created the Instagram page and the Facebook page. We named the property and I just slowly started sharing that renovation process because it was a full renovation. We had to pretty much gut the whole place and get new everything. So that made it really exciting to share that transformation for people and show those before and afters. And so I took people on that whole journey and let them know, hey, get on our email list if you want to be the first to know when it goes live, and just really telling that whole story.
I love that, because I was just going to ask you, so how did you get, you know, the booking started? So you're sharing the renovations, you're taking people through this journey. You're saying to them, hey, if you wanted your chance to stay here, get on our email list.
Yes.
Very smart. So when did you start taking bookings?
So let's see, we started this at the end of the year last year, and I started collecting emails. Since I didn't have the direct booking site up quite yet, I was still trying to figure out our property management software. But I knew Airbnb or one of the major online travel agencies, that would be kind of an easier way just to get started. But I knew ultimately I wanted those direct bookings. I wanted to have my own brand. So I thought, I think this will be easier just to do it from the beginning. instead of getting used to the online travel agency and having to figure all that out and kind of backpedal later. So I just immediately started from the get-go. I collected emails using an email marketing platform, and simply the first incentive was just, if you want to be the first to know when we go live, just get on our email list. And then I incentivize people by saying, you will get a special discount, a 10% discount. If you are on our email list, make sure to join this email list. You have to, you know, be repetitive and tell people, make sure they know. And then as soon as the direct booking site was available for people, that went blasted to that email list, and they were ready. They understood what was happening. I had already built that like, know, and trust through social media, through content, and through email marketing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very, very clever. And I know you have a background in marketing, so not everybody is going to think of these clever things to do. But I love that you were basically building a community from day one, a community that would want to come and stay with you, so that when you launch the site's open for bookings, there was people ready and wanting to book. It wasn't like you opened up that site hoping bookings were going to come in and there was just crickets. Like, they were bookings coming in. But can I ask you, why didn't you want to go the easy way? Why didn't you want to rely on the OTAs, the online travel agents, from the beginning, and then worry about the direct booking stuff later? Why did you want to start that from the beginning?
Yeah. Well, so that actually goes back into my past business experiences. And I've done things where I've partnered with other companies, and I've realized you're like selling and trying to market for somebody else's vision. And so for me, the Airbnb thing and VRBO, all of them, it felt very similar. It felt like, yes, it might be an easier path initially just to get going, but ultimately you are singing their praises. You're building their business up, and they are taking money out of there's fees involved that sometimes people don't realize how much it ends up being. And so I just saw that from past business experience and past things that I know, I just felt like, I want to do this on my own. I want to have my own website that I own. I don't want to trust and put all my efforts into somebody else's business. And what if something happens to that business and all my bookings are gone? I just quickly felt, I want to have my own platform, my own brand that I can funnel people to and attract my own guests and do it my way, basically, and save those fees. I can make my bookings less money for my guests over here. I could save them money that way, have more control, communication, all of those things. So to answer that, I would say it's from my past business experience, knowing partnering with a company versus having your own business is just totally different things.
But you still have listings, don't you?
Yes. Yes. I stay on Airbnb and VRBO. And then I primarily focus on all my marketing to drive traffic to the direct booking. But it's also like, why not be on those as well? You know, you can get bookings from them, but ideally my goal would be to one day have 100% of my bookings direct booking.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. But also, on the other hand, no one's going to pat you on the back, you know, except for me, maybe me. I think I would be pretty happy if I heard, yeah, I'm 100% booked direct, because you can do it. And there's people out there that do it. But, you know, being on the OTAs, they do give you some visibility and some credibility there too with guests, rightly or wrongly. But it is true. We can't hide from that fact. But I love that you started from day one. Even before day one, it sounds like, building that brand for your business and getting people interested in it. And it really was social media that drove this for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll say too, I always like to share my Airbnb link as well, like right next to my direct booking, so they can see kind of the price comparison. But I think that is important for them to, that credibility, to see those reviews on Airbnb and to realize, okay, this is a real site and all of that. And then they can see our direct booking. So I definitely think there's that credibility piece there. And then for social media, yeah, it just, I have fun with social media. I encourage other people, try not to let it stress you out. You can have fun with it. It's a creative outlet, especially all the videos that you can create through your property or even filming yourself, or if guests are filming themselves staying there or using the amenities, that type of thing. But that's been a huge piece of it, just to show the property itself, because instead of just looking at professional photography, now people can see the inside and videos of every piece of it, and they can actually picture themselves there.
Yeah. And so let's go back to the beginning here, because we're talking about content. So can you maybe explain what the word content means? What is content?
Yeah. So when I think of content, I think of short form videos. So, you know, anywhere from 5 seconds to 30 second little clips of your video, that can be content. It can also be just, I think of like storytelling, telling the story of your property, of how, maybe even how you got to your property, how you purchased it, or the history of the property. Our cabin actually used to be a wedding chapel. And so that was something that I shared with people. We wanted to find more information about it, but even just knowing that it was a wedding chapel was a really neat history piece to share. And then I also like to say that FOMO is the best promo. So if you can kind of create these visuals of people, fear of missing out, that can sometimes be the best marketing promotion, because they want to stay there. They are excited and they feel like they're missing out if they don't book with you.
I love that. FOMO is the best promo. Oh my goodness. I might be stealing that.
I don't, it's not mine. I'm not sure where I heard that, but I heard that a long time ago. And I'm like, that is so true. That's how I feel.
That is true. FOMO. Yeah, that's really true. So content really is anything that you're creating. So videos, photographs, you're putting it on social media, the words that you use, content is creating. So what content should we be creating? Now, I hesitate to ask you that because I think you're going to talk about video, aren't you? That's really where we should be focusing.
Yes. So I'll go a step further with that, though. From video, I think what I'm seeing on my side of things and for clients, the best conversion that we're seeing is when you can see people in the videos. So, and I know that can be tricky, but like for me, when I go to my property, for example, I can make sure that I'm filming me making some coffee or something like that, and you're seeing a person in the kitchen using that coffee pot. That is the best conversion. If you can't figure out a way to get a person in your property in that way, then video definitely. Like, you definitely want to be using video. It's the best way to convert from social media to either an email list or to your direct booking site. And, you know, it, for obvious reasons, just think about yourself and how you want to see a property. Like when you see videos and you see the living room and the kitchen, and you can just feel yourself experiencing it better than just a graphic.
And I guess we're not looking for models, you know, we don't need models in the videos. Right. I would think it's real people we want to see, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. A lot of times when I go and create content for properties, I'll even bring my kids and just having them, I'm capturing even, not even their faces, just them running and them running in that direction of that property or that view. That alone it speaks volumes, because then that viewer on social media thinks, oh my goodness, I could bring my kids to that location and stay there for vacation. So it doesn't matter about that. In fact, you want just real people looking, you know, in your property to showcase that feeling of, I want to stay there too. I want to be in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. I've got a client in Newfoundland, Canada, and they've done the same sort of thing. They're bringing their family together, a family and friends, and bring them together to show that their house can be used for a larger group. You know, now there's, you know, and this is why social media is so amazing, because we can play around with all those different things, can't we? It's not a listing. It's not, they don't have to be these clean, you know, almost clinical images. Yeah. It's where we can bring in that human aspect, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's a lot of creators now on social media that do, you can hire them for user generated content. And that just means that they would come to your property, and people have different prices. Some people would just do it for a free stay, so you could kind of find the right fit for you. But they are creators. They're used to doing this, and they will create content of them in your property, featuring your property. It's different than the influencer route of them just sharing it to their audience. They're creating content for you to be able to use on your social media platforms. So that's also a good option if you're not local to your property, or you just want to have maybe a family that fits your avatar, you can find that.
Yeah, I like that idea. If it's just not your thing, if you're just like, oh, I wouldn't even know how to start doing that,
yeah,
you know, to know that there's people out there that can help. So, okay, this is great. So we're talking about video. We're talking about putting people into video. What else is it that is going to convert sort of followers into booked guests?
It's really just building that like, know, and trust factor. And so for that, you can, you know, do the videos, and it's really just being consistent on social media and showing when people click on, if they find you on Google and they go to your social media, it's not as if you've not posted in 6 months. It's active, it's there. It's your storefront, essentially. And so I would say just consistency on it. And that looks different for everybody. For me, even for my property, there's times where I'm posting every day, and then there's times I'm posting once a week. But I'm always just trying to post consistently enough. And so I recommend just finding what that looks like for you. Can you commit to 2 posts a week? Then just try to stick to that consistency.
Much better than having a burst of energy, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Being consistent is probably the hardest part. Coming up with ideas and what to post, people are, I think they think that that's hard, but once they've cracked that, then it's like, oh my goodness, being consistent.
Yes. Yep. And I love to batch create. And so that just means that you could sit down for an hour or two each month and really think about what you want your content to look like for that month. And start writing out ideas. You can film and just go ahead and create everything and schedule it into a scheduling tool. And that has helped tremendously for those of us that do feel overwhelmed or are busy to do it. You can just set aside an hour or two each month and just knock it all out at once.
Yeah, no, that is a really good, really good tip. Okay, so we're talking about Instagram mainly here, but what about the other platforms? Should we be doing different content? Like, can I post the same thing across all the platforms, or should I be doing different things on different platforms?
Yeah. So for beginners and for people that are just stepping into this social media side, I do recommend cross posting. And that just means you can post on Instagram and have it post to TikTok and Facebook, and just it's all the same content. For those of us that might want to take it a little another level, platforms do kind of like and prefer different types of content, do better on different platforms. So for example, Facebook is going to be a lot more personal, and that's kind of your, I've met so many people that you never even knew they had a property. And I always tell them, like, people on your Facebook list would love to book your property just by knowing you. They feel like it's safe because they know you and they want to support you, or they feel like, well, maybe it might be a better deal that way. And maybe you can offer them some sort of friends and family discount if you want to. But I always tell people, like, on Facebook, like, have that in your bio, at least at the bare minimum, because people will see that and they will share that with other people knowing in that area. And so it's definitely more personal, Facebook. You want to stay in that personal touch area. And so I like to share about the process. Like when we were having our cabin on Facebook, I shared about the renovation and just more in that way of Emily sharing to her friends and family from that voice. And so your content can, even your captions can be a little bit different. And it's more of that, what you would share on Facebook, think about your personal Facebook page. And then Instagram can be a little bit more It's still personal, but it's more of you're speaking to a mass group of people. And so you can speak in a different tone in your captions and things. And then your videos, it's kind of just behind the scenes. What we're seeing with social media is people are craving authenticity right now, especially more than ever. And so you think you have to have your makeup done and everything, but actually people want to see the real raw you and feel like they can relate to you. So try to take that pressure off of yourself and just show up as your most genuine self. And that will connect people more to you and to want to stay with you at your property. And then TikTok is more, I always tell people like your Instagram, your feed is one thing. That's where, that's your main, like when people see your Instagram, that's everything that they can see without tapping into the stories. And that feed, I like to keep all about your property, all about the location, very consistent. It doesn't have to be cohesive, but just consistently about your property. And when somebody clicks on it, they're going to see what it's about and why should they follow? What kind of education are you giving them about the location, or what kind of design does your property have that you have something special about your property? And just make sure that that's seen pretty quickly on your feed. And then your stories is where you can share more about yourself or what, you know, just the behind the scenes and be more chaotic in there. And your stories are kind of what you should be posting on TikTok, because that's just going to be the real and raw as it gets. And so that can be posted on TikTok. But I mean, if you're just getting started, I recommend just cross-posting, just post one thing and stream it to all the platforms. That's the most easiest way to get started.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, because, you know, we're not in this business to be content creators, are right. we? We're in here to provide right. hospitality and have guests, and we've got to wear all these different hats. So it's wonderful having you on today to help us sort of dig into creating this content for social media. What about hashtags? How, you know, what platform should we be using them, and how we should be using them? And, you know I'm a strong follower of hashtag book direct, but yeah. What else should we be using?
Yeah. So I like to use, it's called Metricool. And this is how I schedule my content, but it also gives you all the analytics of things. And so when you start to use hashtags, you can actually track and start to see which hashtag is working for you. You can see this in your insights as well. But if you're going to schedule your content, like we talked about batch creating, Metricool kind of does it all for you. And there is a free version, which I love. So that's kind of how I start to use hashtags, based on the location, based on the type of property it is, based on what other people are going to be searching for that would want to stay at your property. And then you want to start tracking it kind of monthly and seeing like, okay, did it do really well, or am I not getting any traction from it? And if those hashtags are performing well, you can keep using those and then maybe start to use some new ones to see if those work. But I like to use them either in the caption, or you can, in the first comment right after you post, the first comment, add those hashtags. But I have found that you just want to really make sure that it's relevant to what you're posting. So if you're posting something about the pool as an amenity, you don't want to hashtag just something totally irrelevant to that pool, because the algorithm does not like that. So you just want to make sure that it's relevant hashtags and things that your future guests are going to be searching for.
And what about, okay, I still see this, it does drive me nuts, but what about putting your hashtags in your actual caption? Not at the end, but like in your caption where you're writing and you're talking about it. So you're like, I'm staying at hashtag Smoky Mountains, you know, that right. kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't love that. I feel like they all need to go below. Just keep those. That's more of your search engine optimization type of thing. It's not really for people to look at or click on. It's more of just telling the algorithm, kind of helping it out to say, this is what I'm talking about. And so you can keep yeah. that in the comment or below the caption completely.
You're so diplomatic, because they just drive me nuts. I hate reading it. I just do. I hate it. I'm like, just stick them at the end or in that first, you know, the first comment. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. You're so kind. Now, what about using hashtags on different platforms? I know Instagram is like the big one to use them, but do hashtags work on other platforms?
Yeah. So you can try them on them all. And again, I guess that's why I love Metricool, because instead of trying to run your insights on all different platforms, you can have it all on one platform through Metricool. And so I'm always like looking at my hashtags based on all the platforms, but TikTok and Instagram, I really recommend using hashtags still right now. And social media, I mean, it changes all the time. So you kind of have to just stay on those trends or be aware of when you're listening to content about social media, keep an eye on when the date was that it was published. Because if you go to YouTube and start searching like trends or things like that or tips on social media, if it was 2 years ago, it's not going to be relevant right now, most likely.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to think about. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been wonderful having you on today to talk about content and getting into social media and giving some real strategies and tips for people to follow. Real actionable advice there. But before you go, I do need to ask you, what does direct booking success mean to you?
Yeah, so direct booking success to me means creating something that is mine through branding my own website and successfully being able to host guests through my own efforts. That's what it means to me, is like basically having my own little thing that I feel like when I get a booking from a guest that I know found me through my own efforts, it's like that much more special, because I feel like I'm going to easily retain that guest. It just feels more personal to me for some reason. So that's kind of my version of success, is making that like hospitality relationship with my guest and having that through my own website.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it, Emily. I really, really do. So I'm going to put your links in the show notes so people could come and have a look, especially on your Instagram and like that and TikTok. But you also have a special offer that you want to give, don't you?
Yeah. So I created, it's called the Content Collective, and it's a membership. So it's $47 a month, but I'm giving you all a code for, it's going to be DBS. And that's going to get you the calendar. It's a content calendar for only $7. And basically what this is every day I give you a prompt of content for social media for your property. It's very specific to short-term rentals. And it kind of just helps you to know, okay, on Monday, here's an idea. And you don't have to post every day, but at least you'll have content ideas for every single day. I also give you Reels ideas and TikTok ideas and trending audio. Everything you need is in this content calendar. And so it just kind of takes the pressure off of you to have to always be thinking of new ideas. I've done all of that work for you. And so I wanted to offer that to people just to have that pressure taken off of their plate.
That's great. That's really wonderful. Thank you for that. And I'll put the link to sign up and the code in the show notes so that people can get that special offer. Thank you, Emily, very much for coming on today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Direct Booking Success Podcast. For more information about this episode and others, head to the website directbookingsuccess.com/podcast. See you next time.